Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Living Single in Your City. This is a nightly show where we talk about everything from mild to wild in the life of those that are living single. We're always looking for hot topics, and we're also open to interviews with other people within the community that are living single and doing great big things. If you'd like to be interviewed on a show or be a possible guest in the near future, please contact us on our website at livingsingle.org or find us on Facebook at Living Single Across America or hit us up on Instagram at Living Single AA.
Hello, hello everyone. This is Tawanda with Living Single in Your City, and our topic of discussion tonight is online dating. Is this the new norm? Through research, and it's definitely been interesting, we all know with COVID-19, things have definitely taken a turn. I'm not going to say for the best or for the worst, because that's definitely up to the individual person. It's the predominant way to date, online dating. As everybody's been talking about online dating, it's much more efficient, fewer face-to-face rejections, more choices than a bar or friend setups. You know, and again, this is really up to the individual person. For those in certain age brackets, certain income brackets, and certain geographic areas, online dating is absolutely the norm. And as we talk about this a little more and more, we'll talk about the differences in reference to, is online dating different when it comes to actually certain age brackets, certain income brackets, you know, certain areas, and so on and so forth. And right now, with COVID still being so prevail, you know, sometimes this is the actual only option. Well, I want to read something to everyone that I actually got from Quora. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. And actually, if you've never heard of that before, that site, you definitely want to sign up, because that and Lipstick Alley, I actually had someone tell me about both of them. They have so many people on there talking about all sorts of things, and it's great discussion for those that really like to, you know, have great, meaningful conversations. Well, one person that's a relationship expert, she says, the short answer is yes. The fuller answer is, it's complicated. For those in certain age brackets, certain income brackets, and certain geography areas, online dating is absolutely the norm. If you live in the mid to large size city or in the metro area in the U.S., have a certain education level, and between the ages of 25 to 50, yes, it's the predominant way to date. As has been said by other answerers, online dating is much more effective, fewer face-to-face rejections, more choices than a bar or friend setup, and it puts more options at your fingertips. I want you to think about that for a second. And this relationship expert also says, it certainly becomes more normal. I'm at an upper range of millennial age, and online dating is very much stigmatized in my early dating life. That has been certainly changed, and appropriate base was dating is normal, that most people in my social strata seem to talk about it, just about it, and have no qualms. But online dating, at least via apps, remains elusive for most people with less education. I'm not counting DMs on dating or social networks. And this is what one person actually says. That's a relationship expert. Another person answered and said, yes, it's simply an easier way to meet people. And despite its reputation as dangerous, it's actually a bit safer than real life dating. People who use online dating have a slightly lower victimization rate as compared to face-to-face dating, though particularly due to people exercising more caution online, it's much more easier for women to filter out creeps and predators, since many of them will unmask themselves through explicit messages online before face-to-face meetings. It gives you a massive, larger pool of potential partners to choose from as compared to what you would get in real life. And this is one comment from a guy, David, that's actually in Israel. And also he adds, also rejection isn't as personal as public. There's so many different things that actually was said in these two articles that are individual calls all by itself, especially looking at rejection. If it's online, it's not as personal, so does that mean it doesn't really affect the person as much? Looking at, hey, what age range normally is online and into the online dating versus another age range? And also, what does income have to do with it? Is that really a big factor? And the other thing I want to talk about tonight is some different facts about online dating. So check this out. 3 in 10 in the U.S. adults say that they have ever used a dating site or app, but this varies. Think about that. 3 in 10 say they have, okay? Next, a small share of Americans say they have been in a committed relationship with or married someone they met through a dating app. Think about that for a second. And how many listening to this podcast can say, hey, I met my boo on a dating app? Next, roughly 6 in 10 online daters, that's about 57%, say that they have had an overall positive experience with online dating. What do you say about that? All right, just a few more. While online daters generally say they have an overall positive experience, they also point out some downsides. And we're going to talk about ways to be careful to make sure that if things do go left, that you're going to go right, okay? Next, majority online daters say it was at least somewhat easy to find a potential compatible partner. Think about that for a minute. Next, women are more likely than men to categorize certain information as essential to see if other to see others' profiles. 7, because I had 10 tips for you. 7, there are stark gender differences in the amount of attention online daters say they receive on these dating sites. 8, younger women are especially likely to report having troublesome interactions on online dating platforms. Definitely you need to see why that is. 9, Americans have varying views about the safety of online dating, and safety is always first, and safety is extremely important. And 10, more than half of Americans, about 54%, say relationships that begin on a dating site or app are just as successful as those that begin in person. And again, I'm definitely looking forward to hearing from some different people to get, hey, what your feedback is in reference to online dating, or were you hooked up by a friend, or just kind of what your actual experience was. And regardless of what we do in life, whether you're dating someone that you meet online or if you're meeting them through a friend, you always want to make sure that you're being safe. And I'm going to close out talking about some tips for staying safe, but just keep in mind, listen, COVID-19 is still here. We did a call a few weeks ago, and one of our members was talking about dating and the challenge of it, especially during COVID-19, and we're definitely still experiencing that. I know most people, including myself, thought, hey, when it gets hot, probably around May or June, we can get back to normal. Well, guess what? It looks like this may be the new normal. And it's August now, and we're still in so much uncertainty. I read one article in Forbes that said, coronavirus is changing online dating permanently. And it's a very interesting article. And the funny thing is, the girl is sitting on the couch, and she has the guy, like he's changing the channel, but he's actually on FaceTime, like on her phone. And again, it says that coronavirus is changing online dating permanently. And we know that, we know we're humans and we're people that like vital relationships. So just be careful. So as we close out today, let's talk about staying safe. Staying safe is important. And first and foremost, I know a lot of times people say, hey, I got this. It's not going to happen to me. Well, I'm here to tell you it can happen to anyone, because it definitely happened to someone that was very close to me that thought they were safe and they were not. Online safety tips for dating. Number one, do your research. We're in the era of Google everything, okay? So when you're meeting someone, it should not be any different. Do your research. Hey, Google.com, that's your research. Number two, use a Google number instead of your own. Now, I know we meet people all the time, but guess what? Google.com/voice is free. Get you a number. So if you're on dating sites, you're meeting someone, and they end up becoming a creep, guess what? Just disconnect the Google number and keep it moving. Okay? So make sure you're not giving someone all your information, because especially if you have a regular cell phone, you can put in numbers and find out who the number belongs to. And if you're not using a certain type of address, somebody will show up at your house. So please be careful. Everyone should be careful, especially ladies. All right? Video chat your date before meeting. Now, you know that's crucial, because we all know about catfishing. So video chat, make sure. And we had a call a few weeks ago, someone talking about a person putting a picture on that dating profile from 20 and 30 years ago. So just make sure that he is still he or she is he or whoever is whoever. So guess what? Video chat. And if someone continues to make up excuses of why they can't video chat, the phone is broke, et cetera, think three times before you actually go out and meet that person. Number four, chat by phone before the date. Now, that definitely should go without saying. Come on now. I know a lot of time people love to text. I like to text too. But guess what? If you're actually getting ready to go out and meet someone, hop on the phone with them. Actually have more than one conversation if you can. Get a good vibe and get a good feel, because sometimes that vibe and feel could save your life. Number five, drive yourself or take public transportation. Do not give out your address. I tell people this all the time, even with sending out resumes for jobs, have somebody's address and apartment on there. If you're not using a post office box, just put the city and state. Stop giving all your information out. And don't have anyone come to your house. Get to know them. Do your research first, please. All right, number six, meet up in a public place. That goes without saying. Don't meet in the park. Don't meet at dark. Meet up in a public lit place. Yeah, you can meet in the park. Just make sure it's daytime or in an area that's still open, not when something's closing. Also, tell someone else about it. Make sure you're not there and no one knows where you are. Eight, don't give out too much personal information up front. Number nine, carry some pepper spray. That is extremely important. And number 10, stay sober. And in addition to staying sober, I want to also say, don't drink something, put it down, and go somewhere else. Come on, folks. I'm sure everyone has heard stories of Mickey. Is it Mickey? Slipping Mickey's in your drink? We're not doing that. We're not doing that. So make sure that you stay sober, know when to say when, and if you leave your drink to run to the restroom, do not drink that when you come back. I don't care who is there. I mean, literally, I don't care who is there. And that's extremely important. All right. So we're talking about online dating. This is the new norm. Definitely love to hear some feedback. Love to hear some comments about your dating experiences. If you are living single in your city, especially during the COVID-19, what are you doing? How are you handling it? And are you being safe? So definitely give us feedback. And we're here most nights sharing information and tips. If you have some hot topics and different things you want to talk about in your journey of living single, please let us know.
Hey, everyone. This is your girl, Hefe, with Living Single. I just want to say thank you all who are listening to our nightly show. We want to make sure you always stay connected with us by subscribing to our website. And when you do subscribe, you'll receive a free newsletter where you can find updates, tips, and all types of information regarding singles. Please visit our website at www.livingsingle.org.